Now let's go to Mustafa Traore, who's an academic and founder of an OpenAI.org. Mustafa, this is the 10th weekend in a row. Why are yellow vest protesters out there again?
Emmanuel Macron has tried to get all the different mayors, some mayors he selected, and even with that, his message is clear. It seems that he does not want to deal with what the yellow vests are asking for. So he's still not listening. So this is why the movement has to go on. And the movement is growing bigger and bigger. It's going to become more and more difficult for the government to find a solution and to negotiate. The longer he waits, the more likely it is that the movement is going to fall and it's going to be more complicated. Emmanuel Macron is not listening at all. So this is a big problem, I think.
Mustafa, as you know, President Macron has proposed the holding of what he calls a national dialogue. Do you believe that he's going to only try to kind of calm down the situation and assuage, you know, the protesters' anger and that kind of thing? Or is he really sincere and he wants to really listen to the demands of the protesters?
I think he's not very sincere. He's not sincere at all, I would say. He is not listening to the demand of the protesters. The reason why is because the dialogue, the questions set for the dialogue, were set by himself. He is the one who selected the questions, the different issues he wanted to debate on. So it doesn't work like this. When you've got people who are not satisfied with the system, you've got to ask them. And there are those, there are the people who have to set the frames of the dialogue. And in this case, it was set by Emmanuel Macron. He is the one who selected the questions, the issues. For example, he included something about immigration and national identity. If you look at the claims of the protesters, the yellow vests, none of them is asking or raising the question of national identity. So in fact, this is just a question to better divide and destroy the movement.
Mm-hmm. Also, what we have been witnessing in these protest rallies have been, and as we are speaking, we also have the images that we're talking about. We see that police attack the protesters, and they say that they are not using lethal weapons. They say that they are using non-lethal weapons, but we see that they shoot and fire even tear gas canisters directly into protesters' face, and we have had reports of even one person staying in coma for 6 days and just got out of coma because of such injuries.
Yes.
I mean, how could police use violence? I mean, how could the government allow this?
Yes, the French police is one of the most violent police in Europe. So they have always been violent. The only thing is that in the past, the violence they used to do, the violence of the police used to be used against ethnic minorities in the suburbs. So this is the first time that there's no difference. The whole population is getting through the experience of the violence of the police, and they better understand what the ethnic minorities in the suburbs, in the working class areas, used to experience. So the French police has always been violent.
I mean, isn't there any mechanism in the legislation to stop them from doing the same thing?
I think that this is the way that they used and trained for many years. So it's not going to change. It's going to take time for them to find out other techniques, such as what they've got in Britain. Okay, so it's part of the French culture. The French culture, in terms of order, is very violent. Okay, and we all know why it is like this. We know about that the French colonial past in Algeria. We know about the way they used to treat black Africans when they when they had all these colonies. So nothing has changed. Okay. So it's gonna take time for the French police to be trained again to deal differently with its population.
What about the outcome of this? I mean, violence usually does not bear the positive, you know, results in the fruits. That's not the right way. So will this not stimulate and provoke the protesters to continue with their protests?
It does. It does, especially with the case of that boxer who is now in prison. He was just trying to defend his wife, because in fact his wife and a friend of his had been attacked by the police. So this is why he got into this this fight with a police officer. He was very violent, I do admit it. But the reason is because there was some form of injustice. And this is what he was fighting against. So definitely this kind of behavior from the police is going to encourage more and more protesters to take part in the movement or to side with the yellow vest demonstrators.